is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the Resistance. We are the InfoWar.
Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. It is Tuesday, October 14th, 2014, and I'm Leanne McAdoo. Here are tonight's top stories.
Tonight, the CDC's new consideration to stop Ebola. Then, Obamacare cost won't be revealed until after the election. And GMO labeling is deemed unscientific by the Scientific American. That's next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
If you just consciously faced it, there would be no debate about joining the Republic. No debate about fighting this.
Well, first, an update on the 26-year-old Dallas nurse who's being treated for Ebola. Nina Pham is being given a decades-old, possibly life-saving treatment that academics and health officials agree could be one of the best means to fight Ebola. It's not an experimental vaccine, but a blood transfusion from Dr. Brantley, who was the doctor who survived and has since recovered from Ebola after he contracted it in Liberia. He has given his blood, which of course has developed antibodies to this disease, to two other patients as well, both of whom seem to be on the mend. Brantley himself received a blood transfusion prior to receiving the experimental drug ZMapp. Now, scientists say they're going to be closely following these survivors of Ebola. They want to somehow find a cure from the so-called gold in their blood that helped them to survive this very serious disease. Now, the treatment is nearly as old as Ebola, the discovery of Ebola itself. But of course, there are complications because they can't do blood transfusions with tainted blood, as well as the fact that Ebola outbreaks are very rare. They kind of flare up and then they disappear. That's, of course, what you hope will happen if it can be contained. So that's the big issue here facing the United States, is how to contain it. Now, we've got some reports coming out today that possibly the boyfriend of this Dallas nurse is also being isolated. Now, up to 70 hospital staffers came into close contact with Thomas Duncan. They drew his blood, put tubes down his throat, wiped up diarrhea, analyzed his urine, and wiped saliva from his lips even after he had lost consciousness. Now, they say that the size of this medical team reflects how their intense efforts to save Duncan's life, but it also suggests that many other people could have been exposed to the virus during Duncan's time in an isolation unit. Now, of course, it's a 21-day incubation period, so we just need to see. But this is what's happening, is that we aren't closely monitoring now 70 people and all the people that they've come in contact with. A nurse at Dallas Presbyterian Hospital told a local television station she fears Ebola may be airborne.
We are wondering, is it really contact? Is it contact and airborne, or is it just really contact and there may have been a breach of protocol? We really don't know.
Now, on Monday, the CDC said that Pham had contracted Ebola due to a breach in protocol, saying that she had removed some of her protective equipment. However, other nurses are also concerned that this disease is now airborne. They're joined by national experts on respiratory protection and infectious disease, who too believe that Ebola may now, in fact, be airborne. Doctors with Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy say nurses should be wearing respirators, not face masks. The chief scientist of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases believes this current strain of Ebola is more virulent than others, and he argues that anytime the virus replicates, it will mutate. Now, a doctor at the border fears that this has already happened, that Ebola virus has already mutated. This is the infectious disease specialist, Dr. Michael Jelinek, and he says that his biggest concern is that we don't have enough knowledge about the virus and this outbreak and whether it's mutated or not. The doctor says that from an infectious disease standpoint, Ebola is still a bit of a mystery. It's known how to stop the transmission of HIV or the flu, but he says it hasn't been fully defined how to stop the transmission of Ebola. And as we've reported before, they really haven't done any tests to prove or disprove whether or not Ebola can be transmitted through coughing or sneezing. They have run no tests to see if that is possibly an issue. Now, Jelinek's also saying he's not putting his complete faith in the powers that be, who say, oh, there's nothing to worry about, because he says that they say, we don't need to worry about anything. We've got it all under control. But under control means that no one else is going to contract the disease. Now, his concerns are also echoed by many other health professionals who are now raising concerns over this potential airborne spread. Despite the best efforts of the government to tamper down public panic, this is something that should be of great concern to the public.
I mean, this is just no-brainer. No-brainer quarantine. They're going to wait till it spreads and quarantine everybody and forcibly inoculate us. Just get ready. They may not do it this time. This is a beta test, though. Mark my words, they're doing it on purpose. And so I'm to blame. I understand. Let's have some more CNN reports and another Washington Post attack piece like last week. And just because we're so bad.
I think they should set up special centers for just Ebola in each state.
Mass quarantine is the major problem that you face, because as this sheriff's deputy, he came in down with some flu symptoms and he got labeled potentially Ebola and put into quarantine. Had this happened in a mass quarantine situation where a lot of people are coming down sick with it, and you happen to have the flu or a cold or fever or something and get tagged and put into a mass quarantine, you're going to get the Ebola because you're put into a quarantine with other people. And just like the Superdome during Katrina, you're not going to have the kind of facilities. I don't care what the CDC says. You can't have extremely controlled medical protocols in mass quarantine situations. It simply overwhelms the medical system. Even in Liberia, you know, they're already out of hospital beds. And how do you build more facilities to handle the exponential increase in clients?
Just yesterday, the nation's largest nursing organization, National Nurses United, which does not appear to have members in Oregon, released troubling results of a survey of 2,000 of its RNs. 76% said their hospital has not communicated to them any policy about admitting a patient with Ebola. 85% said their hospital has not provided education about Ebola with the ability for nurses to interact and ask questions. And 37% said their hospital does not have adequate supplies.
So how to control the spread of Ebola? Well, rather than stop it directly at the source, which is what they say their big aim is, they're not stopping flights from leaving the country, entering other countries where this disease does not exist. The CDC now indicates that it is willing to place registered nurses and physicians at all major airports in the U.S. to screen travelers for signs of Ebola. Now, this is according to a Fed BizOps notice that's posted today. It's entitled Ebola Support Services. The CDC is looking for a company to provide clinical personnel and epidemiologists that can do contract tracing and traveler rapid assessment of health status. This is both overseas and at domestic airports within the U.S. As of right now, only 5 airports within the United States are set to begin temperature screenings of travelers that are returning from West Africa. Now, of course, experts have questioned the effectiveness of airport screeners because, of course, fevers can be suppressed with large amounts of ibuprofen. So again, where is the real effort to stop this disease at the source and stop flights from leaving? Now, other third world countries have been able to do just that. They've stopped flights from Liberia coming in. They've been able to secure their border. They have quarantined large numbers of people in the case of Nigeria and have been able to really keep the spread of this contagion from affecting their population. Why can't the United States? Well, one conservative leader has accused this current administration of allowing infected illegals and others to swarm America to create a pandemic that could lead to martial law and the canceling of the 2016 elections. This is Michael Massey, and he accuses the president of providing safe harbor for disease-carrying illegal aliens who are contributing to the resurgence of illnesses like polio, tuberculosis, and measles. And these are diseases that have already resulted in loss of life of American children. He goes on to suggest that such crises could build to the point where they may threaten the 2016 election. And he asks, what could be more economically devastating than a disease pandemic and martial law to prevent a run on banks and to allow government-controlled media blackouts? Now, a lot of people speculated that former President Bush was going to do the exact same thing leading up to the 2008 economic collapse. But consider this, Liberia has already pushed back their elections. They are in the throes of an Ebola pandemic there as well. And as we have pointed out, The fear of Ebola, even just the fear of Ebola, will be used to take away liberties even more. I mean, they're asking to set up FEMA camps in every state. Now we're having to quarantine travelers. Of course, just before the first case of Ebola was reported in the U.S., the president altered his authorization to detain people for simply showing symptoms of Ebola. And right on cue, the establishment media is calling to set up these FEMA camps in every city. This is Fox News. They want to quarantine those just showing signs of disease. It's the exact language that is in that authorization.
Fox News celebrities are floating a trial balloon for FEMA camps that they've now rebranded as Ebola camps. Here's what they propose.
I think they should set up special centers for just Ebola in each state. They shouldn't be letting people go into regular hospitals where it could be spread.
Right.
For this specific disease, we should have a special facility with specially trained people who know exactly how to deal with this in each city. That way it's not spread, and when the person walks in, they know what they're looking for. They know if they find it, they know how to contain it.
He probably doesn't want to do it, but Rudy Giuliani would be perfect for this particular role.
Why not put in Fox contributor Oliver North? He's the guy that originally gave us the blueprint for martial law and FEMA camps back in 1984 when he wrote Rex 84. Have you seen anyone on Fox News or any mainstream media suggest that there should be an independent review and hearing for people that they want to quarantine into these camps to ensure that it's legitimate, that it's not being abused? No, you haven't heard anybody say that. As a matter of fact, we've just seen Obama in July give himself by executive fiat the power to apprehend and detain anyone that they believe has the potential to become sick. This is the NDAA, indefinite detention by the military, on steroids. And then, of course, there's the health issues. How do we keep people who may be misdiagnosed for Ebola, who may simply have a fever or a flu, from being locked up with people who do have Ebola, contracting it, spreading it? The idea that this actress puts out there that people would voluntarily go to these places, that they would accurately self-diagnose themselves as having Ebola, no one is going to voluntarily go to what will become death camps. Our government declares no-fly zones at the drop of a hat. They isolate entire countries using no-fly zones, using embargoes, and they do it for political and economic reasons. But they won't isolate these countries with a pandemic that at the current unabated rate of growth will expand to 5 to 15% of the population. Quite frankly, our government wants this to get out of hand. They could do something about it. Let's look at a third world country and what they had the will and the ability to do. This is the area right now where this is going on the hottest. Of course, Guinea is where it started. Sierra Leone and Liberia, it is still growing exponentially. Now, bordering Liberia, where it is the worst, is the Ivory Coast. They typically have migrant workers cross this border during chocolate season. They're going to shut down that crop, that harvest, by blocking this from migrant workers. They have the ability and the will to close their open borders. They will take the economic hit, but our government won't because they put economics above the population's health. Now, there's another lesson to be had from this. We can look at the story of two countries here, Liberia and Nigeria. Now, in the one case, in Nigeria, this is not contiguous with the countries that are currently having the outbreak. They're way over here. Nigeria is over here, but it was brought in airborne on an airplane. One man lied his way into Nigeria. He was very sick by the time he got off the plane. His symptoms manifested while he was in travel. That's something for us to remember because when people are traveling from this area to Western countries, they have journeys that take anywhere to go to the United States. It takes up to 33 hours and multiple stops. He got sick on his journey, got out, was very sick. That created a small epidemic. He gave it to 20 other people, 8 of whom subsequently died, but they contained that single case. So much like the United States, Nigeria has Ebola introduced to it by a single person traveling by air. How did they contain it? Well, they used rapid contact tracing. They looked at primary, secondary, and tertiary contacts. They isolated and watched those people. That turned out to be 898 people. Have you seen that kind of work done by the CDC in America? I haven't. Contrast that to Liberia. Right now in Liberia, There have been 4,076 people who have contracted Ebola. So far, there's been 2,300 deaths. Many people are still sick. Their casualty rate is 70%. What did they do differently? Well, they had open borders. They had politicians telling them not to worry. It's not as serious as it appears. And they have actually censored the news media, threatening reporters, threatening healthcare workers to not talk about this, threatening to arrest people. They've also suspended elections this week. Which country do we look like? Is it more like Nigeria or is it more like Liberia? And once we get to a pandemic like they've got in Liberia, of course, Fox News is presenting the FEMA camps. We'll call them Ebola camps. For InfoWars Nightly News, I'm David Knight.
Coming up, find out what the contributors of 4chan think about the Ebola virus, and then the Obama administration is set to make some very big announcements right after the election.
DNA Force.
When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
DNA Force.
No one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. Just one of the key compounds, BioPQQ, is backed by major clinical studies.
DNA Force.
We now have the synergistic solution. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
DNA Force.
The globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
With all the talk in the news about Ebola, it's hard to know what information that you need to trust. That brings us to EbolaChan, this creation by 4chan users, which is the, I guess, the embodiment of Ebola. It's even gone as far as some people believing that if they encounter this character online, they will contract Ebola. But I'm much less concerned about this prank and much more concerned about our nation's open borders.
We did catch some people, I believe, from Liberia.
During the 2013 fiscal year, statistics show Border Patrol agents apprehended 112 immigrants from Guinea, 231 from Liberia, and 145 immigrants from Sierra Leone, the three countries with the most cases of Ebola.
And you may be saying, well, didn't Governor Rick Perry of Texas send National Guard troops down to the border? And yes, he did. But they're working in a support capacity to the Border Patrol, the Border Patrol who is too busy changing diapers and warming up bottles to really secure our nation's perimeters. Meanwhile, we can send 3,000 troops to Africa who simply took a crash course in hazmat protocol to secure the African continent. But we told you years ago that the U.S. will send troops into Africa under the guise of humanitarian aid.
As well as setting up bases in Africa under the pretext of humanitarian aid and dominate and occupy Africa through AFRICOM.
Obama basically does a couple of things. One is, again, this idea, kick the Chinese out of Africa. Kick them out of Sudan where they get oil. Kick them out of Zimbabwe where they get raw materials. Start a civil war in Congo, another big source of raw materials. Al-Qaeda, an arm of the U.S. intelligence community, is now active in Algeria, Tunisia, Morocco. You've got a destabilization going on in Kenya around Odinga. That's Obama's cousin.
So that's what you need to know about Ebola, but you can keep yourself informed by going to InfoWars.com and reading our natural ways to help fight this epidemic.
Ebola is not spread through the air like the flu. You cannot get it from casual contact like sitting next to someone on a bus. You cannot get it from another person until they show the symptoms of the disease. That's why healthcare workers wear protection like gloves and masks.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there. And I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off Super Detox Special at InfoWarsLife.com.
Introducing the first proprietary oxygen-based intestinal cleanser, OxyPowder. Backed by FDA-approved phase 1, 2, and 3 clinical trials. All the toxins from the air, the food, the water, ultimately ends up in the gut or affects the gut. Take your health into your own hands and start cleansing your body today with OxyPowder. Secure your OxyPowder today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Obama is set to announce the new attorney general, but he's going to wait until after the elections to do it. Now, that's not really a very good sign. If Eric Holder's replacement was going to be a good choice for the country, well, you'd think he'd want to put it out there. Seems like by holding it until after the elections, he's probably going to choose someone who is very polarizing to the majority of the American people. But another sure sign of a bad deal for the American public, health care costs are not going to be announced until after the election. Now, enrollment this year begins on November 14th, which is 11 days after the election. Compare that to last year. It had an October 1st enrollment. Tim Phillips, president of Free Market Americans for Prosperity, said this is more than just a glitch. The administration's decision to withhold the cost of this law until after the election day is just more proof that this is a bad deal for Americans. Many states are already reporting increases. Alaska is the hardest hit with a 35 to 40% increase. Iowa is reporting double-digit hikes. And for the average Louisiana policyholder, premiums have gone up by 53%. So you can see why they wanted to hold this decision off until after the elections. Obviously, keeping everyone just buckled down in fear over Ebola, you know, then they're going to drop the bombs of how much people are going to have to pay for their health insurance to treat that Ebola. Now, up for vote as well in some other states are GMO labeling laws. And Right on Time, a somewhat recent pro-GMO editorial in Scientific American, takes aim at these labeling laws, calling them unscientific. The editors claim that it would be unsafe to give consumers the false impression that GMOs are unsafe. They go on to say the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has tested all the GMOs on the market to determine whether they are toxic or allergenic. And the editorial states that they are not. Now, why is this an issue? Well, let's take a look at this convenient Venn diagram. It shows the relationship between Monsanto and the U.S. government. And as you can see, there are many executives from Monsanto that hold high positions within the government, including Michael Taylor, who is the VP of Monsanto, who also happens to be the deputy commissioner of the FDA. So the FDA has investigated the genetically modified crops created by Monsanto, and they find that they're completely safe, even though there are many other tests out there that counter those claims. So obviously it's a very huge conflict of interest there. You can check out the rest of that article at InfoWars.com. It gets into many of the things that Scientific American is claiming. They're basing these claims off of hand-picked studies, but it's science. And if you question it, well, then you're just not very scientific. You're a conspiracy theorist. But what about this? Here is yet another scientific study that suggests that there is no global warming crisis at hand. This new paper is published in the Open Journal of Atmospheric and Climate Change. It's by a renowned professor of physics and expert on spectroscopy, Dr. Herman Hard. And he finds that climate sensitivity to a doubling of CO2 levels is only about 43 Celsius, which is about 7 times less than what the IPCC is claiming. But I'm sure that that's not scientific enough for Scientific American. But of course, as we have shown repeatedly, results and testing can all be politicized. All the results can be manufactured to help further a certain agenda. Even seemingly impartial internet rankings sites, here I'm talking about Alexa. Alexa is a site that purports to measure the traffic of thousands of websites around the world, and then it assigns a ranking to those sites. Well, according to data for July through September, almost every major alternative website saw its rankings drop, while pro-government sites mostly went up. Of course, Alexa Internet Inc. is a subsidiary of Amazon. Now, we're talking about familiar names here in alternative media like The Drudge Report, Breitbart, InfoWars, Newsmax, WND, FoxNews.com, and The Daily Caller, many others as well. They saw their rankings plummet, while sites such as NPR.org, The Daily Chaos, Democracy Now!, and Media Matters all rose in the rankings. And now WND interviewed several of these people as well as InfoWars.com, all of which have reported an increase in their web traffic. And WND editor and CEO Joseph Farah, who we've had on the show many times, said that this smacks at first glance like a deliberate effort to destroy and discredit alternative news sites, especially those that don't grovel at the feet of the government and seek to be the watchdogs that the American press are supposed to be. And he says that the Alexa rankings over the last week suggest the company has thrown out its role as a politically impartial internet ranking service and has thrown its lot in with search engines like Google and Bing, which admittedly give preferences through their algorithms to establishment internet content sites like CNN and Huffington Post. And this is just one of the many reasons why it is so important to make sure that whoever you vote for coming up in the midterms is concerned with net neutrality and is pro-net neutrality. Otherwise, there's going to be more where that came from, more of the establishment media being pushed to the top while alternative news sites, and we don't even want to call ourselves the alternative news. We are the mainstream news. We are the tip of the spear. You don't want to see our results being pushed to the bottom of the barrel. So make sure you're voting based on how these people are going to say net neutrality is going to be saved for the American people. Now, thank you so much for tuning into the show tonight. If you're watching us on YouTube, please become a subscriber to the Alex Jones channel and also head to Prison Planet TV, where, yes, you can become a subscriber and your subscription gets you many, many more things than what you can find on YouTube. There's about 18 years worth of content on Prison Planet, things that you won't find on the internet, only at prisonplanet.tv. And of course, you can share your username and password with up to 11 people at the same time. We'll see you here again tomorrow at 7 p.m. Central. City of Austin tap water versus filtered City of Austin tap water.
I can, like, taste dirt in it.
God knows what's in this.
This has an aftertaste. Tastes like Austin water.
Yeah, it does. Ugh.
These people just sampled City of Austin tap water straight from the faucet. Next, we had them try a sample of tap water filtered with a ProPure G2.0 filtration system.
High quality H2O.
That one is better.
Tastes like nothing.
Yep, I know what good water tastes like. It's good water.
Most tap water contains added substances like fluoride, chlorine, Monsanto's deadly pesticide, glyphosate, and many others. Studies prove that these substances are linked to an assortment of major health issues, including tooth decay, lowered IQ, and even cancer.
It tastes like you're drinking out of the lake when you're drinking tap water.
Yeah, it has that processed flavor to it.
The ProPure G2.0 filtration system removes these deadly substances and many more, leaving only fresh-tasting, deliciously clean water.
Okay, this is very tasty.
It's good water.
Refreshing.
It's good.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com today. Use promo code WATER and save 10% off your ProPure purchase. Again, that's InfoWarsStore.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcodes with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.